Today's program contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
TNG Radio,
where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland, Evangelistic Ministries. Welcome to Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. That's 1 Peter 4:8. And with that, I welcome you to Truth for a New Generation. Political forces are fighting for more federal funding for abortion. And while many states like Texas are trying to enact pro-life laws, and the vox populi, the multitude of people, right now it's estimated that over 80% of Americans, they want legal protection for the unborn. They want abortion to go away. And yet forces and entities and elected officials ignoring the will of the people and the philosophy behind the U.S. Constitution, they fight for what my friend, the late Chuck Colson, called the culture of death. And yet the Word of God tells us to love one another, defend the oppressed and the fatherless, and affirm life. Hi, Alex McFarland here. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation Radio. We have a very, very special show. We're going to be talking about life and what each of us can do to stand for life. And Jesus Christ, the Lord of life, the giver of life, the Savior of life, Jesus tells us to stand up for life. And with me to talk about this very important subject, I'm not going to give you his name, because we have to preserve his anonymity. But LanternRescue.org is a ministry that is defending lives, saving people out of human trafficking, and they do what the Word of God says do. They defend those that are enslaved, those that are being abused, those that are being killed and slaughtered and oppressed. Well, Lantern Rescue is around the world, and they are standing up for life. And so let's just say we've got a real, for lack of a better word, Indiana Jones that's doing courageous work, but they're doing it on behalf of the gospel. So Lantern Rescue, I want to welcome you to TNG Radio. Thank you for making time to be with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much for having us here and having me here. And man, you've been a wonderful friend and a mentor in your knowledge of the Word. We've had discussions where I've walked away and went, he has a great perspective about different things that I don't even understand myself. So maybe you don't know that, but that is true. And that is permeated through your ministry and your books and everything. So I'm excited to be on the show with you.
Well, I love to see the truth of God really ignite the life of people.
Yeah.
And really, and I know this is the case in your heart and soul as well. You come to Jesus and you get saved, and you say, Lord, come into my life, save my soul. But then the Spirit of God grows your understanding of not only Scripture, but reality. Now, your knowledge of the Word of God ultimately led you to what you do. Mm-hmm. You go around the world and you save lives, you and your colleagues and your team. But that's part of it. The light switches on, and we realize that part of our mission, obviously, to share the gospel, but part of our mission is to stand for life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I wish I could download, when people ask me to speak or they ask me questions, I wish I could just download the images to them. You know, images have been so powerful over history, you know, to change the course of war and the reaction of the American public. I wish I could download into them the headless children I've seen, the dismembered bodies I've seen, the multiple men raping a 9-year-old child, the lining up of customers, the undercover work where I am in a situation where there are minors who are for sale and, you know, they are for sale and you know, they're being displayed as such. And this one comes with drugs. This one comes with something else. It is a harsh world that we live in. It is an evil world.
Yes.
And, you know, often as Americans, we don't quite understand that. And, we are kind of, sheltered from a great deal of that. And even the ones who maybe think they do know, I'm not sure they know just how evil the world is. And those that are suffering greatly are the children. We started this whole show off with, you know, the sanctity of life. I mean, abortion is the highest form of human trafficking in my book.
It is.
It's commercialized, and it always ends in death.
Mm-hmm. At this convention where we are, I was talking earlier about Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And here's what people need to understand, you know, because we hear so much about racism now, and racism is wrong. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she wanted to exterminate Negroes.
Right.
I mean, just like Adolf Hitler wanted to exterminate the Jewish people. Well, Margaret Sanger, who is like the patron saint of the pro-abortion industry, and it is a lucrative money-making machine, she wanted to eliminate black people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what more racist sentiment could there possibly be? And you're right. This horrid, unspeakably evil thing called abortion, and a business model. Look, it's no secret, and this person I had on the radio was telling me that Planned Parenthood's target markets are inner city LA, Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's no secret where they go and what they do. Isn't that sad that people would profit from the taking of human life, and specifically certain ethnicities?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always shocking because trafficking is such a buzzword now. I think human trafficking, there's categories of it, not levels of it, but there's different categories of it. There's labor trafficking, you know, where someone is an actual slave. And I've seen girls who work 14 hours a day in brickyards and Muslim brickyards, and then they're sold all night into sex slavery, right? So labor trafficking, sex slavery. Then you've got organ harvesting is a form of human trafficking. You have forced brides. That's a form of human trafficking. Mm. You have child soldiers. That's a form of human trafficking. And I would list another one as abortion. And that's not necessarily recognized, but it's what I like to also point out to people. And, you know, and their stats and numbers of what it's worth a year. And it is true that a child, a girl, a boy, a minor, a person is a reusable commodity when it comes to human trafficking. They can be sold and used over and over and over. And often they're used in all of those areas. So they can, sometimes our victims are in labor slavery, and then they are in sex slavery. And then on top of the sex slavery, they're being exploited through CSAM material. Child sexual abuse material.
Now, hold that thought. We've got to take a brief break. This is Truth for a New Generation Radio. We're talking with Lantern Rescue, lanternrescue.org, about this a tragic world, but a wonderful opportunity to do what the Word of God says to and stand for life.
TNG Radio. The Apostle Peter wrote 1 Peter to remind us that Christians have true and lasting hope in their Savior, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus conquered death in an incorruptible, glorified body, we can be sure that our salvation has permanence as we walk through everyday life. The Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove presents Jesus Christ, Hope That Lives, Hope That Lasts for Every Believer, a special 3-day seminar with Alex McFarland. Alex will dig into 1 Peter to help you gain truths to live by and assurance to keep going. Come to The Cove near Asheville, North Carolina, July 8th through 10th for 3 days of in-depth Bible study, fellowship, and refreshing. Jesus Christ, Hope That Lives, Hope That Lasts for Every Believer, a study of 1 Peter with Alex McFarland. Find out more and register at thecove.org.
Have you ever wanted to raise your hand during a sermon? Well, here's your chance. Hi, Alex McFarland here from the nationally syndicated radio program Exploring the Word. For more than 10 years, my co-host Bert Harper and I have taught Scripture and answered hundreds of Bible questions. We've compiled a brand new book of the top 100 Bible questions from listeners of all ages, from questions about supposed Bible contradictions to apologetics facts that prove the truths of Scripture. This new book features practical content that will make the Bible come alive for you.
Can we really be sure that God exists?
Are there contradictions in the Bible?
I need a book that will help me understand the Bible better.
There is so much good content in this book.
100 Bible Questions and Answers, published by Broad Street Publishers and available at your local bookstores and also through resources.afa.net.
For apologetics resources, books by Alex McFarland, and to find out where Alex is speaking, visit alexmcfarland.com.
Welcome back to Truth for New Generation, by the way. Biblical worldview, one point of biblical worldview is standing for life. Well, I've got Lantern Rescue with me, and I want to continue and give ample time. Before the break, we were talking, and you used a term that I wasn't familiar with. Was it
CSAM.
Is that an acronym?
Yes.
C-S-A-M.
Right. So over the years in the past, the terminology often that was thrown around in both the court and outside of the court is child pornography.
Okay.
But that has a connotation that the child is participating in it willingly, right? So our court system has changed that terminology, and some of the words that are used out there now and are defined for our penal code is CSAM, child sexual abuse material. We also have internet crimes against children, ICAC. And then we have even CSEX, child sexual exploitation material or content. You know, and when we talk about human trafficking, you know, you have that element of commercial element. It can be under force. It can be fraudulent. It can be coercion. You know, those are some of the things that we look for when we're defining this. But when we talk about CSAM, it's almost something that people think isn't as bad. But they don't understand those are real children in those images. That's a real victimization upon that child. So, Alex, I would just tell you, the skin on your body would crawl if you knew the volume of CSAM that's being traded in this hotel right now.
Mm.
And in this world, all
here,
around you.
Here in the Bible Belt, we're at maybe the largest hotel in America, 3,000 rooms, Christian. You know what? Listen to this. We're at a Christian convention, you and I and several thousand people, checking into my hotel, and this is a Christian convention. There were people, and they had the badge, and they were talking about how drunk they were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me we don't need a revival. This is none of our staff. None of our staff, by the way, this was a different ministry,
yep.
Totally unrelated. They are not on this radio network at all, I assure you. But as I was checking in at the front desk, I was listening to these two men talk about, and I'm not going to use the word they use to describe their state of inebriation.
Right.
But here at the convention, away from home, down here in Nashville, it's a Christian convention. I think 5,000 people, they were talking about how blind drunk they were going to get while they were here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need a revival? Do we need a Holy Ghost conviction to fall on us, people?
We do, because it is, you know, the U.S. law enforcement does a tremendous job in fighting human trafficking and the missing children, exploited children. They do an incredible job, but they are very much overwhelmed, understaffed, and under-resourced to handle CSAM material and the trading of it. And it's being produced largely offshore, although it is produced here in the States, too.
And the child sexual abuse material.
Yeah.
CSAM.
Yeah. And it is in the trading factor per minute and hour would shock you. And, you know, our agencies that are focused in on that, I've seen the incredible work they do, but they have access to understand every trade. Like they're going to know every trade of that material. It's going to get identified by, you know, algorithms and software and things and cell phone companies. But they can't even begin to tackle it all. It's just incredible. Incredible.
And adults view this material and get some perverse satisfaction out of this. You know, let me just parenthetically insert this. When I speak at universities, I've had during Q&A people would say, well, Christians are against sex. Well, no, sex is a beautiful gift God gave, and the context in which it's to be experienced is called marriage. You know, it's funny, I did a master's in developmental psych at Liberty, a double master's, half of it was developmental psych, and research over the last 30 years plus shows that the people that enjoy the greatest amount of intimacy, the greatest sexual fulfillment, are called married people. Heterosexual monogamy, a man and a woman for a lifetime. But look, people go out into these deviant, ungodly places. We think of things like pornography and prostitution. But Lantern Rescue, you're telling us that people, when you don't do life God's way, and you fall for Satan's lures, oh, these dark, unspeakable child abuse, these horrid, terrible things. This is something that God gave the human race, but Satan perverted, isn't it?
100%. And what's occurring now, and why I wanted to bring up CSAM on this particular show with Truth for a New Generation, is because we are sexualizing the younger people now.
Yes.
You know, and we're giving them cell phones with absolutely no filters,
no parameters.
If the parents of America knew, when they all come and say, oh, human trafficking, what can I do to protect my children? All I tell them is, I say, control the phone. You're giving your 9-year-old a phone with full access to groomers, perpetrators, people who are just, all they do all day is look for children to groom and to manipulate, and to expose them, you know, to pornography, which then kind of begins a sexual desire or interest in them. And before you know it, you've got a problem like we have today. Now we've got 13-year-old girls who are perpetrating, you know, boys because they think the boy wants the picture. You know, so they're generally having a 5-minute conversation. The girl's like, do you want to see a picture of me? Because she's been so sexualized from a young age, and everything that she's looking on Instagram and social media, she thinks that's how this plays out. You know, and this boy might be completely like never seen an image a day in his life and is like, no, I didn't. But he probably does now, you know. And the expectation is that that is what occurs in communication online. And then that makes them very susceptible to the groomers and the people who work in the human trafficking arena, who are, you know, a 23-year-old who is posing as a 16-year-old. Talking to a 14-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so that is all set up for them. And so,
hold that thought. Yeah, we've got to take a brief break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about, we're going to shine the light in a place of darkness. So stay tuned. We're going to continue on Truth for a New Generation, this very special episode dealing with God's response to the cheapening and trafficking of human life. Don't go away. We're back after this.
TNG Radio.
Send your kids to a summer camp that'll change their lives for the gospel and equip them to defend the faith. Truth for a New Generation presents the Unashamed Biblical Worldview Camp. Go deeper with God at the Refuge Camp of Eastern North Carolina, July 17th through 22nd. Your 8th through 12th graders will hear from evangelist and apologist Dr. Alex McFarland, as well as conference speakers, pro-family activist, and radio hosts Will and Miki Addison from American Family Radio, as they share with your kids ways to effectively engage and transform the culture. Campers will also enjoy swimming, canoeing, fishing, soccer, volleyball, archery, and a whole lot more. A great summer camp of fun and faith building. The TNG Unashamed Biblical Worldview Camp, July 17th through 27th at the Refuge Camp in Aiden, North Carolina. To learn more and to register, visit alexmcfarland.com.
Are you tired of liberal agendas ruining our country, but you don't know what to do about it? That's why Truth and Liberty Coalition was founded. We want to equip you to take back our country and impact the world. Here's how we do it. We educate through broadcasts, conferences, and our website with resources that inform, equip, and motivate. We unify by collaborating with like-minded organizations like the Family Research Council, the Family Policy Alliance, and My Faith Votes. We mobilize by providing practical tools you can use to impact your local community. As Christians, we are called to make disciples of nations. Together, we can change the course of our country for good. Join Truth and Liberty to connect with believers and organizations who not only want to see a change in our nation, but a community that is actually doing something about it. Join us online for our broadcast and subscribe for relevant updates on our website, truthandliberty.net.
In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex McFarland is a voice you can trust to speak the timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Welcome back to Truth for New Generation. By the way, the newly redesigned website, alexmcfarland.com, my speaking schedule is on there. It's spring of 2022. I'm on a couple of American secular university campuses. I'm coming soon to a city near you, so please check out alexmcfarland.com and all of our events, our camp. All that we're doing to equip people to stand for biblical truth is on alexmcfarland.com. But we're talking with Lantern Rescue. And again, for those that may just be tuning in, tell us what Lantern Rescue does, your website, and how people can be involved.
Sure. You can learn a lot about us at lanternrescue.org, lanternrescue.org, and follow us on Instagram and see the children that, some of the children that we rescue and those that we arrest. And, you know, we all have former skill sets to put us into play to do this in a unique way. And we work at the highest levels of foreign governments to establish an agreement so that we could come and help them counter human trafficking and establish a sustainable program that we establish with them, with their law enforcement, their SWAT, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we may employ undercover investigators and interceptors like that to work with the Attorney General's office in that country. So our goal is to create sustainability that when Americans aren't there, they're still working, you know. In parts mm-hmm. of the world, we have that going great, Alex.
Right.
Part of the world, just like any missionary would tell you, and you know, it's still a work in progress, you know. So, but God has given us tremendous favor internationally with foreign governments and agencies, and we're taking advantage of it. You know, we're going hard at it. You know,
and I want you all, if you're hearing this program, I'm asking you to do this, and I very rarely issue like a call to action other than stand strong for Jesus, but I'm asking everybody who hears this, go to lanternrescue.org, lantern, L-A-N-T-E-R-N. I'm asking you, please do this for me. If you follow our ministry and you care about what we do, and I know millions of you do,
yeah,
go to lanternrescue.org. Several years ago on the news, there was a story of a woman. She bought a purse, a high-end, you know, handbag, and she had owned it a while, and she saw a slip of paper. And you mentioned it, work trafficking, people enslaved in labor, work till they drop. Mm-hmm. So this lady buys a nice, fancy purse, and she finds this slip of paper, and it says, "Help me. We are in a camp. We get no... You know, we get like an hour sleep every 24 hours. Please help." And it was real. I mean, and there was this documentary, and they found out a sweatshop. And I mean, it people enslaved, and if they didn't work, they would be beaten. And it was just this living hell.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff goes on. Now, we here in America, we're very blessed. We wear the fancy shoes, we get the designer clothes, we enjoy things that are made in China and Asia, but often the fancy accoutrements of our life came at the expense of somebody else's, didn't they?
Very much, and not a lot of people know that. I'm surprised you brought that up. That's such a true fact thing. Okay, and when we talk about it, most people just dismiss it, but you've really nailed it on the head. I've been in those camps and those labor facilities and factories where atrocities beyond just labor slavery are happening. I mean, you know, they're selling them, they're drugging them, they'll sell an organ, you know, they'll do anything out of those facilities. And you're right. I mean, it is to produce stuff for America. You know, that's the consumer.
You know, I'm going to sum up history, and time fleets away again, lanternrescue.org. Okay, here's the deal. Satan couldn't kill God, so he's tried to harm the ones made in God's image.
Yeah.
No. That's
yep.
The basis of all of this, is it not?
It is. And the wars and the conflicts that we have happening right now, and the failure of infrastructures of countries, we are seeing children suffer in a way that it's overwhelming.
Yeah. If you've been on the front lines around the world, and you've seen the exploitation and the killing of human life, what are one or two things that you would ask the American church to pray about? What should be our prayer at this moment?
You ask that right now when we have so much happening in Ukraine, right?
Oh, I know.
You know, don't get down the conspiracy theories and forget there are real human lives suffering. So it's okay to be open-minded and free to consider what's happening politically, but don't make it that you go dismiss what's really happening to the individual person, right? Some people say, well, this is a conspiracy, this is happening, so I don't have to be involved, right? We have to help the children in Ukraine. We have to help the women and the orphans. No matter what we think politically is going on, there are people who are suffering, right? Mm-hmm. We can't look at Haiti and say, well, you know, they practice voodoo and it's just their problem. Sorry. You know, or have all these theories about why their government collapses all the time and all the assassinations happen. Look, those are great discussions on the table, but you have to turn around. You have to do something to help those who are suffering in those environments. It doesn't excuse not having non-activity, right?
Right.
So, don't make excuses. Do something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pray about it and look how you can help those that are suffering the most. And then number two, as a church, I think churches have to start attacking missions in a different way. I just don't know if the missionary that worked in 1950 is going to make it in 2020.
Right.
I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, everywhere is a conflict now. Everywhere is in a civil war. Everywhere, everybody wants to kill everybody.
And I think this has intensified as we're getting closer and closer
right.
to the return of Christ. You know, sadly, we're out of time, but I started with 1 Peter 4:8. This says, love one another. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Right.
And the Bible tells us that those who deliver a soul from death will be blessed of God. 1 Peter 4:11 said, God provides so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus. To him be glory and the power forever and ever. Folks, I don't want you to be depressed and just hopeless, because look, Jesus is victorious. And when you're Amen. On the side of life and truth, you're on the side of Jesus Christ. So stand strong. We're here to help you do that. I want to thank you for listening to Truth for a New Generation. You can listen to this and share this, and it's on alexmcfarland.com. Again, thanks to lanternrescue.org for being on the program, but more importantly, for what you're doing for the cause of Christ and the cause of life around the world. Our prayers go with you.
Thank you,
Alex. And we look forward to when we can visit again. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment, alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time for more Truth for a New Generation on TNG Radio.